So you're thinking about buying a home in New York,
Oh, yeah.
especially for the first time. It's exciting, right?
Yes.
But it can be pretty overwhelming.
Well, it is a very unique market.
That's why we're here to help you.
Yes.
We're going to give you some insider tips to
Yes.
navigate this crazy New York real estate market. We're going to be taking a deep dive into an article
Oh, great.
called Top 15 Quick Tips for New York First-Time Home Buyers.
Okay, all right.
And it was published by Jet Direct Mortgage,
I've heard of them.
published on February 24th, 2025, so very recently.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're just going to break down all of their tips,
Awesome.
really help equip you for this journey of
Cool.
becoming a homeowner in New York.
This is great.
So one of the first things this article talks about is understanding your loan options.
Right.
And there are a lot of different types of loans, right? And it can
Yeah.
feel overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely.
But just to kind of give you a quick overview,
Okay.
I've got conventional loans, we've got FHA loans,
Okay.
jumbo loans,
Right.
and VA loans. And so the article points out that FHA loans
Okay.
can be a great option, especially in New York,
Why is that?
for first-time home buyers,
Yeah.
because they are backed by the government,
Gotcha.
which means that often the down payment
Yeah.
that you need
Okay.
is lower,
Okay.
which can make a huge difference
Yeah.
in a city like New York,
Absolutely.
where, things are very expensive.
Yeah.
Now, the article also talks about something called your DTI,
Oh, yeah. Debt to income ratio.
debt to income ratio.
Yeah.
So I have heard this term before, but honestly, like, what is this? This
Yeah.
is something that I've always felt confused by.
So, I think a good way to think about it is as a financial snapshot that lenders use to kind of check your borrowing power, right?
Right.
So basically, it compares your monthly debt payments
Okay.
to your gross monthly income.
So all the money that I'm making versus all the money that I'm paying out.
Exactly, yeah. And so the lower your DTI, the better your chances of getting approved for a loan, but also getting a good interest rate.
Okay,
It really affects the terms they'll give you on your loan.
so even before I start looking for an apartment,
Yeah.
it would behoove me to pay down any debts that I have
Absolutely, yeah.
and try and make a little bit more money
That's a great idea.
so that I can get the best possible DTI, because that's going to affect
Totally.
how much money they'll give me and what
Right.
interest rate I get.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, the article also stresses the importance of getting pre-approved
All
for a
right.
mortgage
Yeah.
before you even start seriously looking at apartments.
Yeah.
Now, I know getting pre-approved, it just sounds like another
It
thing, another
does.
hoop to jump through.
Yeah.
But in the New York market, it's
Yeah.
really important.
It can be a weapon.
It's a weapon.
Yeah.
It's like your secret weapon to winning this whole
Total.
game.
Yeah.
So why is it so important here?
Well, so imagine this. You're out there. You found your dream apartment.
Okay.
Everything is perfect, but someone else comes in and they have their pre-approval letter ready.
Ah, okay.
They can close quickly, you know?
Gotcha.
And they get it,
Yeah.
you know? So,
And I've heard stories
yeah.
of people, they're ready to go. They've got cash.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
like, here's the money, take it.
Yeah, that's real.
So having that pre-approval letter ready really shows the sellers you're serious, that you're ready to move.
Yeah.
It gives you that power position.
Absolutely. And it helps you define your budget realistically.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you're not out there falling in love with these places that you can't actually afford.
Right, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a good step to take before you even start looking.
It's like getting all your ducks in a row
Yeah.
before you even start.
All right, so the article also highlights the importance of locking in your interest rate early on.
Oh, yeah.
So why is this so important, especially in New York?
So New York's market, it can be really unpredictable, you know? And
Right.
even just like a little change in interest rates can have like a huge impact
Right, okay.
on your monthly payments over time.
So if you can lock it in,
Yeah.
you know what you're going to be paying.
Exactly.
You have that stability.
Yeah, like knowing that your rent won't suddenly skyrocket on you
All
know?
right.
So you have that stability and predictability.
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about something that I think trips a lot of people up.
Oh, yeah.
Fixed rate versus adjustable rate mortgages.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of those?
I have. I don't really know the difference, though.
Yeah, so the article actually does a really good job of breaking it down.
Okay.
So think about a fixed rate mortgage,
Okay.
like as a reliable friend who's always there for you,
I like that.
right? So the interest rate stays the same
Okay.
for the entire term of the loan. you know?
Okay.
Which can be great for that long-term planning and peace of mind.
Gotcha.
You know what you're getting.
Okay.
Whereas an adjustable rate mortgage,
okay,
or ARM, mm-hmm, it's more like, you know, that fair weather friend who might change with the tides.
Right.
So it starts with a lower interest rate.
Gotcha.
Which is nice, but after a certain period,
okay,
that rate can change.
Okay.
Based on how the market's doing.
So it can go up or down.
Exactly.
Okay, so the fixed rate, you know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You're locked in.
Yeah.
But you might be paying a little bit more interest.
Potentially.
Whereas the adjustable rate, maybe you start off paying a little bit less.
You might.
But then a few years down the road.
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen?
Exactly. You're taking on that risk.
So is one necessarily better than the other?
It really depends on you.
Oh, okay.
Like what your circumstances are, how long you plan on staying in a place.
So if I was planning on staying in a place for 30 years.
Yeah.
It might behoove me to get a fixed rate.
It might. You'd want to talk it over with a lender.
Okay.
But yeah, that could be a really safe option.
Whereas if I was just trying to get my foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And knew that in 5 years I was going to be moving to a different state or something.
Yeah. Then that ARM, that might be attractive, that lower interest rate in the beginning.
Gotcha. Okay.
You just have to weigh those pros and cons.
Makes sense.
And that's where a lender, like a good lender, comes in.
Yeah.
They can help you make that decision.
Right. Someone who knows.
Yeah. Who knows what they're doing.
The market and what my needs are and can really help me.
Yeah. Guide you through it.
Tailor it to me.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
So we've talked about DTI and getting pre-approved. Tip number 6 in the article emphasizes boosting your credit score.
Oh, yeah.
Before you even start house hunting. So why is this so important? I mean, we've talked about DTI. Now we're talking about credit score.
Totally.
So what is the relationship here between these?
So your credit score, you can actually control that, right?
Okay.
And it can make such a big difference in the terms that you get on your loan.
Right.
It's like building that solid foundation for your financial house, you know,
right,
so to speak.
Okay.
So it's crucial.
And what are some of the things that I can do to boost my credit score?
So they give some really practical tips in the article.
Okay.
Like paying your bills on time is huge.
Oh.
Okay. So make sure you're doing that.
Okay.
Pay down high interest debt.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're not maxing out all your credit cards, things like that.
Gotcha. So don't use all the credit that you have available to you.
Exactly.
Try and keep it low.
Yeah. And even those small things can make a big difference.
Yeah. I've heard that like paying off even just a little bit of debt can make a difference in your score.
Totally. And diversify the types of credit you have too.
Okay.
So, you know, like don't just have credit cards. Maybe you have a car loan or, you know, something like that.
Like a student loan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just kind of, you know, show them that you can manage different types of debt responsibly.
It's all about proving to them that you can handle money.
Right.
Okay. So tip number 7. Highlights the importance of partnering with local expertise.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to navigating the New York market.
Yeah, you need someone who knows the ropes.
Why is that so important? I mean, can't just any real estate agent or any lender help me buy an apartment?
Well, New York is its own thing, right?
Right.
It's not like buying a house in the suburbs. You have unique property taxes.
Right.
You have zoning laws that are really complex. They dictate everything from the height of buildings to what kind of businesses can even be in certain areas.
Right. Okay.
And then, you know, there are those infamous bidding wars we hear about all the time. Yeah.
So a lender that has local experience, they know all that.
Okay.
They know the ins and outs.
They've been there. They've done that.
Exactly.
And that's where a company like Jet Direct Mortgage, the folks behind this article, might come in, right?
Yeah.
They really seem to be emphasizing that they have that local knowledge and experience, which I can imagine, especially for a first-time home buyer like myself, would be so valuable.
For sure. It's like having that experienced Sherpa leading you through the Himalayas.
Yeah.
Right? They know where to go.
Exactly.
They know where the pitfalls are.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you reach the summit safely.
Yeah. Great analogy.
Thanks.
Okay, so tip number 8 might seem obvious, but the article really stresses being prepared with all your financial documentation.
Yeah, you don't want to be scrambling at the last minute.
Right, because I can imagine that there's a lot of paperwork involved.
Oh, there is, yeah.
And I'm the kind of person who, like, loses things all the time.
So being organized is not my strong suit.
Well, think of it like packing for a trip, right?
Okay.
The more organized you are, the less likely you are to forget something and then have to, like, you know, call home.
Right.
Or buy a new whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're talking, you know, proof of income, credit history, bank statements.
Okay.
All that stuff that paints a picture of your financial health.
Okay.
You want to have all that ready.
Basically, anything that shows how much money I have.
Yeah.
How much money I make. And how much money I spend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's this document that you might not have heard of.
Okay.
Called a gift letter.
A gift letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
So in New York, where down payments are so big.
Right.
You might get help from family or friends. Right.
Right.
So the gift letter basically says, like, hey, this money is a gift.
Okay.
It's not a loan.
Okay.
They don't have to pay me back.
Gotcha.
It's standard. A lot of lenders require it.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's just to make sure that it's not, you know, like some sort of funny business.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's move on to something that often gets overlooked.
Yeah.
But it's so important.
Yes.
The home inspection.
Uh-huh.
So why is this so crucial?
The article, they paint a vivid picture of why this is important.
Okay.
Imagine you buy your dream apartment.
Okay.
You move in.
Yep.
You're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
But then you discover there's this hidden damage, or, you know, the plumbing's all messed up.
Oh, right.
So a home inspection, that can find those things.
Okay.
Before you sign on the dotted line, and that can save you.
Oh, wow.
A lot of stress, a lot of headaches.
Right.
A lot of expenses down the road.
Yeah.
So you really need to do that.
It's like getting a checkup.
Yeah.
For your potential new home.
Exactly.
I wouldn't buy a used car without.
Right.
Taking it to a mechanic.
Exactly. Yeah.
And having them check it out.
Totally.
So why would I buy a home?
Right.
Or an apartment in this case without having someone look it over.
For sure.
Okay. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Now, the article also talks about researching local property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know as someone who rents, I don't really think about that.
Yeah. It's not something you really.
Just like part of my rent.
Right. Yeah. It's all bundled in.
Yeah.
So you don't think about it as much.
But in New York, that can really vary.
Yeah.
Significantly, depending on the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
So you could have two apartments that are exactly the same in two different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And the property taxes.
Could be wildly different.
Could be wildly different.
Yeah.
And that will affect
how
much I'm paying every month.
It impacts your monthly payment big time.
Okay. So that's definitely something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of financial details, the article also dives into understanding different loan terms.
Oh, yeah.
Which can also feel like a bit of a minefield.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. Yeah. Especially for a first-time home buyer like myself, who has never had to deal with this before.
Yeah.
So can you maybe explain what some of the common loan terms are?
So remember those 15-year versus 30-year fixed-rate mortgages we talked about?
Yes.
And the ARMs?
Yes.
It's important to know, like, the little details, you know?
Okay.
How they're going to affect your monthly payment. How they affect the overall cost of the loan.
So it's not just about choosing fixed or adjustable.
Right.
It's also about choosing how long.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that will obviously impact how much I'm paying every month.
Totally.
So I might get a lower interest rate on a 30-year loan, but I'm going to be paying it off for 30 years.
Right.
So it's all about figuring out what works best for me.
Yeah, finding that balance.
Okay.
That works for you.
All right, so now let's talk about neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously, New York City.
Tons of neighborhoods.
Lots of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And the article encourages going beyond those, like, you know, glossy online listings.
Right.
And really immersing yourself in an area.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I really get to know a neighborhood?
It's like dating, but for neighborhoods, right?
Okay.
You want to find a place that complements your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel good.
Right.
Makes you feel at home.
Okay.
So explore those areas. Go visit at different times.
Yep.
Talk to locals. Get that feel for the vibe.
So really think about what's important to me.
Yeah.
Do I want to be in a place where there's lots of nightlife?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to be somewhere that's really quiet?
Right.
And make sure that the neighborhood that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Reflects those values.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So now, let's be real. Finding that perfect place in New York.
It can be a journey.
It can take a while.
Yeah.
The competition is fierce.
It is, for sure.
So what advice does the article have for staying sane?
be patient.
Okay.
Be flexible.
Okay.
You know, you might not find your dream apartment tomorrow.
Right.
You might need to adjust what you're looking for a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe consider different areas. Be open to features you hadn't thought of before.
Just don't get too stuck on.
Yeah.
It has to have this, this, and this.
Exactly.
Because you might miss out on something great.
Totally. Yeah.
That doesn't have all those things, but has other things that you end up loving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about maybe the less glamorous side of buying a home.
Right.
All those costs.
Yeah.
That pop up beyond the down payment.
Right. They can really sneak up on you.
So what are some of the costs that we should be prepared for?
So closing costs.
Okay.
You've got home inspection fees.
Right.
Property taxes. You know, we talked about that. And then even just moving expenses.
Oh, right.
People forget about that.
Yeah. You got to hire movers, you got to pack, you got to buy boxes, all of that.
Yeah.
So it's important to factor that into my budget.
Yeah, it's like planning a road trip, right?
Okay.
You know, you budget for gas and tolls, but you also have to think about, like, snacks and souvenirs.
And those unexpected detours.
Exactly.
That might pop up.
Exactly.
So I got to have a little cushion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be prepared.
And finally, tip number 15 from the article.
Okay.
Might be music to your ears.
Oh, tell me.
Especially if you are someone who embraces technology.
Okay.
You can apply for a mortgage online.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems Jet Direct Mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
They have a streamlined mobile app.
Oh, wow.
That can make the process a little bit easier.
That's great.
More convenient.
It's like having a personal assistant.
Yeah.
That's helping you keep track of everything.
So we've got the convenience of technology.
Mm-hmm.
But even with all the technology in the world,
right?
It's clear local expertise is still so valuable, especially in New York, where it's so unique and so specific.
It's a different world, yeah.
Finding a lender who understands that and can help you navigate that is super important.
Totally. It's like having that local guide who knows the best spots, knows how to avoid the crowds.
Exactly.
You know, they can give you insights you wouldn't find online.
Absolutely.
That's crucial.
So we've covered a lot of ground here in this first part.
Yeah, we have.
Of our deep dive.
Definitely.
Into becoming a first-time home buyer in New York.
A lot to think about.
We've explored those loan options.
Yeah.
Learned about pre-approval, credit scores.
Mm-hmm.
Tackled those, you know, tricky fixed versus adjustable bank mortgages.
It's a lot.
But our journey isn't over yet.
That's right. There's a lot more to come.
We're going to delve into some of the most common questions and concerns that first-time homebuyers often have.
Oh, good.
So stay tuned. Welcome back to our deep dive into becoming a first-time homebuyer in New York City.
All right.
We've laid the groundwork with those initial steps.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to get into some of the nitty-gritty details.
Okay.
That could really trip people up.
Right.
So one of the biggest questions that we hear all the time is, what credit score do I actually need to qualify for a mortgage?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
I know the article touches on it a little bit.
It does.
But can you break it down for us?
Sure. So there's no magic number.
Okay.
That, like, guarantees you'll get approved.
Right.
But understanding the role of your credit score is, like, key.
Okay.
Think of it as a financial report card.
Okay.
For lenders, right?
Right.
So it gives them a sense of how responsible you are with your finances.
So they know if I'm going to pay them back.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So right? Generally.
The higher the score.
Yeah.
The better.
The better.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Like for FHA loans, which we talked about.
Those are very popular with first-time home buyers.
Mm.
You usually need a score of at least 580.
Okay.
But conventional loans,
right?
You're probably looking at 620.
Okay.
Or above.
Gotcha.
And remember, that higher score usually translates into better interest rates.
Oh, okay.
And loan terms.
Okay.
So you can save money in the long run.
It's like getting a good grade.
Yeah.
And then getting a discount at the store.
Totally. Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So if I'm even thinking about buying a home.
Yeah.
I should check my credit report now.
That's a great idea, yeah.
See if I need to improve anything.
Yeah.
Maybe try and boost that score before I even get started.
You got it.
Now, let's talk about pre-approval again.
Okay.
We touched on it a little bit in part one.
Mm-hmm.
The article has a helpful FAQ section.
Oh, good.
That goes into a little bit more detail.
Cool.
And I'm still a little bit fuzzy on the process.
Yeah.
So can we kind of walk through that a little bit?
So first, you gather all your financial documents.
Okay.
Think pay stubs, tax returns, bank statements.
Okay, so anything that shows
Yeah.
how much money I have and
Right.
How much money I'm bringing in.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And then you choose a lender.
Okay.
You submit an application along with, you know, letting them check your credit history.
So I can't have any secrets.
Not really, no.
They're going to find out everything.
So you're going to see it all.
Okay.
So then the lender,
okay,
they review everything.
Mm-hmm.
They decide how much money they're willing to lend you.
So it's like a financial audition.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm like showing them everything I've got.
Yeah.
Hoping to impress them.
You got it. And if everything looks good,
okay,
they give you a pre-approval letter.
Okay.
Which is basically saying, hey, we think you can handle this mortgage.
And that letter,
yeah,
is like gold.
Yeah, pretty much.
In the New York real estate market.
It is, yeah.
Because it shows everyone that I'm serious.
Yeah.
That I'm good for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a qualified buyer.
What happens if my mortgage application gets denied, though?
So that's definitely a possibility, and the article has some good advice.
Okay.
The first thing is to understand why it was denied.
Okay.
You know, read that denial letter carefully.
Don't just throw it away.
Don't ignore it, yeah.
Okay.
It will tell you the reasons.
Okay.
It might be your credit score. It might be your DTI. You know, it could be you need more documentation.
Okay. So read the letter.
Yeah.
Figure out why.
Yeah.
And then I can work on fixing that.
Yeah. And once you know the reasons,
yep, okay,
then you can start taking steps to address them, right?
So, like, if it's a credit score issue, I need to boost my score.
Mm-hmm.
If it's DTI, I need to pay off some debt.
Yeah, potentially. Or increase your income, or both.
Right.
And if it's documentation,
right,
get them the papers.
Get them what they need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The article also mentions that maybe you need to consider a different loan type.
Okay.
Or a larger down payment.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a no forever.
Not at all. It's just
a not right now.
Yeah, just a little detour.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Good.
Now let's get back to those fixed versus adjustable rate mortgages again.
Okay.
The article gives some pretty clear guidance on choosing between the two.
Yeah.
But I think this is really where people get hung up.
Yeah, it's a big decision.
It is.
Yeah.
So can we just go over it one more time?
Sure. So you're looking for stability.
Mm-hmm.
You want those predictable payments.
Right.
Fixed rate is your friend.
Okay.
That interest rate stays the same.
Right.
No matter what.
Okay.
For the whole life of the loan.
And that can be really reassuring.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially in a market like New York.
It's a good option for people who plan on staying in their homes for a long time.
Right. Because then they know what they're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages.
Right.
They start with a lower rate,
mm-hmm,
which is, you know, tempting.
Yeah.
But after a few years.
Right.
The rate can change.
Go up or down.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're taking on more risk.
Okay.
With that ARM.
So if I know that I'm going to be in New York,
mm-hmm,
for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
Maybe the fixed rate is the way to go.
Yeah. You'd want to talk to a lender, but.
Okay.
It's a good choice for that.
But if maybe I'm only going to be here for a couple of years.
Then that ARM might be attractive.
Okay.
With that lower starting rate.
So again, it's about knowing.
Yeah.
My circumstances.
Yeah.
What my goals are.
Totally.
And tailoring the mortgage to that.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Now let's talk about the benefits.
Okay.
Of getting that pre-approval letter.
Yeah. It's a powerful tool.
So we talk about how it shows sellers that you're serious.
Right.
But what are some other benefits?
So it helps you understand your budget, like really understand what you can afford.
Yeah.
Imagine you're going shopping.
Okay.
You don't know how much money you have.
Right.
You might fall in love with something you can't buy.
Right.
Or you might settle for something that's like way less than you really want.
Because you don't want to go over budget.
Right.
Okay.
The pre-approval letter,
mm-hmm,
it gives you that financial clarity.
Okay.
So you can shop with confidence.
So you don't end up like, you know, at the cash register.
Yeah.
And they're like, that'll be $10,000.
Exactly.
Or you're like, I only have $10.
Exactly. You want to avoid that.
Okay.
And then in a competitive market like this one, that pre-approval,
right,
can give you a serious edge.
Okay.
Because the seller,
right,
they're going to feel more comfortable, right, accepting that offer from someone who's pre-approved.
Right, because they know I can get the loan.
Exactly.
Right.
It just makes the whole process go smoother.
It just makes everything easier.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's good for both sides.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
Here in this second part of our deep dive,
mm-hmm,
we've explored common home buying questions, tackled the credit score puzzle.
Yeah.
We've demystified the world of fixed rate versus adjustable rate mortgages.
We did it.
But we're not quite done yet.
Not quite.
Still got more to go.
We've got one more part.
We've still got more to go.
Can't wait.
All right. We are back.
Yes.
For the final chapter of our deep dive.
Okay.
into becoming a first-time home buyer in New York.
Love it.
We've covered all the financial groundwork. Mm-hmm. We've tackled all those like really tricky mortgage questions.
Right.
But now it's time to talk about the heart.
Okay.
Of it all.
Oh, I like that.
Finding a place that truly feels like home.
Right.
We're moving beyond the spreadsheets.
Yep. Yeah.
The pre-approval letters. Mm-hmm. Mm. Stepping into the world of neighborhoods.
Right.
Lifestyle choices.
Yes.
And that gut feeling.
Okay.
That tells you this is the one.
Oh, I love that.
And thankfully, the article we've been using
yeah.
has some great advice for this part of the journey too.
Awesome.
So.
Let's dive in.
Let's dive in. One of the key takeaways is the emphasis on neighborhood research.
Oh, yeah.
It's about going beyond those online listings.
Yeah.
Really immersing yourself.
Absolutely.
In different areas.
It's like dating.
But for neighborhoods, right.
I suppose that analogy.
You got to figure out
yeah.
if you are compatible, if your lifestyles mesh.
It's so true.
So it's about more than just the apartment itself.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. about the community.
Yeah.
The parks, the shops.
Yeah.
The restaurants, the overall vibe.
Absolutely.
Does it align with my lifestyle?
Yeah.
My priorities.
Totally.
Think about it.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Yeah.
Your neighborhood becomes an extension of your living space.
Right.
You know?
It really does, yeah.
You're spending time at those little cafes.
Right.
Those bookstores.
Yeah.
Walking down those streets.
Yeah.
It's all part of your experience.
It's part of your home.
So the article encourages going for walks.
Yeah.
Visiting at different times of day.
Yeah.
Even talking to locals.
Oh, good idea.
See if it feels right.
Absolutely. And getting a feel for the rhythm of the neighborhood.
See if it vibes with you.
Exactly.
But let's be real.
Okay.
Finding that perfect home in New York can be a bit of a treasure hunt.
It's tough out there.
Right.
Yeah.
The competition is fierce.
Absolutely.
You might have to compromise a little bit.
You probably will, yeah.
So what advice does the article have for staying sane?
Well, remember tip number 13.
Oh, yeah.
Be patient. Be flexible.
Because it might not happen right away.
You might not know.
I might have to adjust.
Yeah.
What I'm looking for. Think about different neighborhoods. Maybe be open to some features.
Wait.
I hadn't thought about before.
Sometimes that flexibility leads to the best discoveries.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, even with all the excitement.
Yeah.
All the anticipation of finding your dream home.
Yeah.
We have to stay grounded.
Right.
And remember the practicality.
Absolutely.
We can't get so caught up in the romance of home ownership.
Yeah.
That we forget about those budgets.
Right.
All those expenses.
Very important.
Tip number 14.
Okay.
From the article is all about preparing for those costs.
Yeah.
And not just the down payment.
Right.
We're talking about all those hidden fees. Mm-hmm. Closing costs.
Yeah.
Home inspection fees. Mm-hmm. Property taxes, moving expenses.
Right.
It all adds up.
It does.
So just like that old saying.
What is it?
Hope for the best.
Yeah.
But prepare for the worst.
You gotta be ready.
And having a realistic budget. Mm-hmm. Factoring all those things in can save me a lot of stress later on.
Totally.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
What are some key takeaways for our listener?
All right.
Who is about to embark on this crazy adventure of buying a home in New York.
I think the biggest takeaway is it's a process.
Okay.
You know, it's okay to not have all the answers right away.
Yeah.
It's okay to not be an expert.
It's about doing your research.
Yeah.
Asking those questions. Finding people you trust.
Absolutely.
Who can help you along the way.
Couldn't agree more.
It's also about being patient.
Yeah.
Being flexible.
Right.
Open to those unexpected opportunities that pop up.
And most importantly, finding that place that feels like home.
Yeah.
Where you can make those memories, build your life.
Right.
New York City is such a special place.
It is.
It's vibrant.
Yeah.
It's unique.
There's no place like it.
No.
And with the right preparation, the right mindset, you can find your perfect spot.
Absolutely.
So that concludes our deep dive into becoming a first-time homebuyer in New York City.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
But it was good.
We hope these tips and insights were helpful as you start this exciting adventure.
For sure.
Remember, knowledge is power.
It is.
The more you know, the more equipped you are to make those informed decisions.
Absolutely.
And find a place that truly speaks to you.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
So enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Embrace the challenges. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to ask for help along the way.
You got this.
Happy house hunting.
Happy house hunting.